Turn to the page. Now we're on the Zion Amud base, which is good. Another monster Amud here. Now, what the connection with this next memra is to the previous Amud is not 100% clear. I've got two suggestions. I didn't see anybody say anything. I have two suggestions, and they may both be true. We had just had five memras about Amar of Yochanan, Mishum of Yossi. Now we're going to bring a series of memras, Amar of Yochanan, Mishum of Shim Bar Yochai. So maybe the connection is simply that. Rabbi Yochanan saying memras, the name of his teachers, those were the Rabbi Yossi memras, and here are the Rashbi memras. That's fine. I don't know if it's true, but it's certainly if it works. It's loose. It's weak. I warned you at the beginning, it's something weak. A second possibility here is that we're going to talk about Hashem's name, and the name of Hashem, the Adnus name, the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud name. And it could be that we're picking up on that topic because we had mentioned before, this, at the beginning of the previous Amud, what these names of Hashem, if you remember, the Katriel, etc., etc., the names of Hashem. Could be both are true. Could be that the reason why we talk about these memras is because of Yochanan, and why we pick this one first is like that's the main theme. I don't know. In any case, whatever it is, the Amud starts, it says, Amar Yochanan, Meshuv Yochanan, Shimbar Yochai, Miyom Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu Esa Olam, from the day that Hashem created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shekaro LeKodesh Baruch Hu Adam, no one called Hashem by the name Adon, Ad Sheba Avraham, until Avraham showed up on the scene. Here's actually Avram Avinu, the Karu Adon, and Avram called Hashem Adon. Shneimer, the pasuk says, "V'yomer Hashem Elokim," like this name, this Aleph Dalet name there first. But Ma'eda, how will I know ki Arishana that I'm going to inherit the land? That was by just immediately prior, ostensibly immediately prior to the Bris Ben Besorim. Saying ostensibly because of the Tosfos over there, and like a sugi onto its own right. But I don't want to get into that. Okay, I don't want to get into that issue at all. There's Tosos here, it's nitpicking on an issue I don't want to focus on. The issue is that the previous Pasuk also had the Shem Adon, so why is it picking this second Pasuk? I don't think it bothers you, it doesn't need to bother you right now. Okay, it's not relevant to our topic. The answer is that it took me out of order. It's the bottom line. It's going Tosos. In any case, what I do want to focus on is the Shem Adon and what it means. First of all, so the word Adon means boss. Right? It means the it implies that Hashem has bilis, has control over the world, and is involved in it, as opposed to the Shem Yudke Bavke, which implies Hashem's existence. We discussed it before, and I'm actually looking at the halacha inside today. The whole siman is one sif. I want to look at inside the halacha about Kavanas Hashem. But before we get into the technicality of the mitzvah, of what do you think if you say Hashem's name, I just want to speak out the Mepharshim here, on the Gemara. So essentially, everyone who knew about Hashem knew about Hashem, but they knew about Hashem as like an existence, not necessarily that he was supreme in his control over what goes on in the world. And they had Hashem as the Bore, and then Hashem ostensibly handed over the reins to like the force of nature. They're focused on astrological forces. And then once that was done, that's not so different than like, you know, the deistic approach of the 18th century. That you know, Hashem created the world, but then like he wound up the clock and lets it run by itself, whether it's through a mechanical universe, the version of the Enlightenment, or in the ancient times before Avraham, you know, just was like a astrological universe, whatever it was. So Avraham was the first to recognize that it's not like that. Hashem actually is intimately involved in every facet of existence, and although he hands over the reins like to a system, there's like a default mode, but Hashem gets involved and changes things. Obviously, Avram is the epitome of the living testament to that, as everyone knows, the Midrash about Hashem. We'll see the Gemara inside later on, way later on, that Avram was taken above the stars, etc. And like a person can transcend their mazel if they are worthy of it and deal with Hashem properly. So that's what Avram innovated. Now the issue still is, there certainly are people who knew that Hashem was involved in their lives. Let's focus on Noah as the most obvious example. I mean, there was Noah, and Hashem says to Noah, "I'm getting involved here, you better act quick." So what you have to say is that, and this is what the Rashba again speaks here, the Rashba focuses on, that it wasn't just that this recognition of Hashem's intimate involvement was unique, was highly unusual, let's call it. But what Avram did, which really took it to the next level, and no one else did, was that he was as the Pesukim say, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, that he publicized Hashem and who he was. That's how the Rashba focuses on. The first part I said was the Marsha, now I'm thinking the Rashba. That, you know, the Gemara actually says, Shekaru L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon, that he was Kore Hashem by the name Adon, that he let the word get out. That's not just, good, forget there's a creator, but the point is he's involved in your life and it makes all difference, and you have to deal with him directly. That was Avraham's message to the world, now it's his great contribution. So that's the gist of the Mefarshim here. Now there's a halachic ramification to this, obviously, which is, like, we actually have to, we call Hashem by that name also. In fact, that's the name where we pronounce the name as Adon. So, can I have Mishabura here lying on the phone? See a Mishabura? I could have sworn I brought a Mishabura to the table. Okay, look all. So, here it is. I want to read you. This is a halacha. This is perhaps a halacha you'll be able to fill more than any other halacha in the whole world, because even though it's not a mitzvah tzmidi, you say the Shem Hashem a gajillion times a day. 100 brachas for starters, but more than that, obviously. So, what are you supposed to. This is the. I'm reading now from Or Chaim. It's Simon Hay. It's the kavani you have when you make brachas and how do you think of Hashem's name. It's all in one sif. It says, Yechavan bebrachos perish amilos. You should think what you're talking about as you say brachas. Okay, the Mishabura says, don't just, like, you know, burp out the words, like, know what you're talking about. Kshiyazkir Hashem, and when you say the Shem Hashem, that's what's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yechavan perish kriyaso. You should think, first mention is the how it's pronounced, how it's read, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yun. Ba'adnus, Shehu Adon HaKol, that you think he's the master of everything. And also, V'yichavan B'chisivaso, you also have to have kavana for what's written, i.e. B'yud and a hey and a vav and a hey. Shehaya ho v'yiyah, that he was, is, and will be. Haya ho v'yiyah is, of course, like the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So you have both. That's how the Or Chaim brings down. Both of them. Ubaz Kiro Elokfan. Okay, fine, I'll read the rest of this sif here. Ubazkir Elokim, when you say the Shem Elokim, Yechavin Shehu, you should think that Hashem Elokim is Takif, you know, he is fully in control. Bal Yecholet can do whatever he wants. Ubal Kochos Kulam, he's the one who controls all the force of the world. He's like, you know, he's behind nature. Anyways, I want to focus on the pronunciation of the Shem Yudhei Vav. So, the Mishabura says, okay, I'm going to read to you. It's Mishnah Berurah Beis. It's very short. It says, Kriyasa Ba'adnus. You say it, you're supposed to how you pronounce it, which is Adon then. By the way, it's Noi. This is very important. Like with a, not Nai. If you say Nai, it's not good. Plus, not even Plusha, you're Yotzi. So make sure you don't pronounce it as Nai. Like, I know it's a big problem because in modern Hebrew, in Ivrit, so. The kamatz is pronounced same as the patach, and then it's nun with a kamatz under it, but people pronounce it as I, nai. It's not nai, it's noi. So that's bad. So that's bad if you do it wrong, so say it right. Now, anyways, so he says, Ki Hashem nechbad vanora aso likroso k'ksavo. You're not allowed to pronounce Hashem's name as it's written. Kamosh amru chazal, as chazal say, Ahogas Hashem, one who pronounces the Shem Hashem, Bos Yosav, as it's pronounced, like, you know, like the Jay's Witnesses, trying to do it, whatever. You try to pronounce it like that. Elo Chelek Olam Haba, you have no portion of the world to come, that's bad. Elatzark Likroso Kilo Hayakasuv, Shem, as written the word Adon, and then Noi. Vagam Benukudos, the same Nukudos should be like that. Tahanu Aleph, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it gets technical, but the violation, like I told you, that's the bottom line. Fine. Then he also says in Sif Gimel, he says Babira Grok Sav, the Bir Gra, the Gra ends up saying, Dilfi Omakadin, like when you get to the bottom line of it all, Ein Sarak Lachavan Ela Perish Kriyaso. The thing you have to definitely have Kavana for is how it's pronounced. I this thing that Avram innovated, not the Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Iker Kavana of a Jew is that Hashem is involved in his life first and foremost, and therefore that's the Iker thing to say. And the Iker Kavana. So if you're going to have the Kavana for one or the other, you better have a Kavana. If you can only do one, so to speak, you better think of Adnos, that Hashem is the boss, and you're doing what he says, because he's involved in your life, and that he's what matters. As opposed to his, like, you know, transcendence, and his, you know, being existing before the world came into existence. B'chomakom holchin achar kriya, you always go after the kriya. Fine. Okay. Now, Levad, Mekriyashma, except for Kriyashma, you have to have Kavanah for both of them. Okay? Yeah, when you say Kriyashma, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad, you got to think both Hashem, which is His eternalness, He was and will be infinite, as well as Adon, that He is the boss and runs the show, and therefore you have to be worried what He does, because He's running the show in every facet of your life. Now, the Sephardim actually put in their Siddurim, because the Mechaber said that both, they actually put both names back to back. Ashkenazim don't have it anymore, interestingly. Although, right, we just say Yud Kei Vav Kei, you don't see that Shem Adonis. But I'll tell you, it's interesting, because in the old school Siddurim, where they write down, you know, they used to write down Hashem's name with a Yud Yud, so they actually were Meramis to it. You know, if you notice the Yud Yud, it's got a Yud with a Shva, and then a Yud with a Kama. You ever wonder why they're putting vowels in that Yud Yud? That's what I'm talking about? Yud Shva, Yud Kama. So what is that all about? So, the reason why is, the way that you write the Kabbalistic way of writing the two names is like you write Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then Aleph of Adonis, like you do letters, either like Yud, then Aleph, then Hey, then Dalad, then you don't have to go back and forth to the two names. So it'll end up being that the last letter, the eighth letter, will be the Yud of Shem Adonis. So it begins and ends with Yud. So the idea is the two Yuds there, why two Yuds, are the beginning and ending of that name that includes both Hashem and, like, yeah, with this, Hashem and Adonis. And Taka, the two vowels are, because the two vowels are Meram is the two different pronunciations. The first with the Shva is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the second with the Kamatz is because it's Adonis, Adon begins with the Kamatz. So that's like, so actually, in the Ashkenazi Siddurim, it is Meram is, but now the art scroll world, like, they're just picking that all out, and it's Shem Yud Kei. And another place too. Anyways, that's the idea. That's what this is hinting to. We're supposed to have Kavanah for both of them. And that's the din. Well, I mean, you don't pronounce these things. I just say Bremen. But the. It's a comma. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. The patok. Yeah, sorry. Correct. The trailer. The last letter. The last yod. It's the first yod and the last yod. The yod yod is for the first yod from the first name and the last yod of the last name. If you put them together, it's like, you know, like that. Four letters, like that. The first shva is because the first vowel of Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yeah, the normal is with a. You've seen it, right? You haven't seen it before? The normal way is with a shva. If you look under violation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, you'll see it's with the Shva underneath it. Look, you'll see. Okay? No? Look at the Chumash. You'll see. So, unless it's like, interestingly, fascinatingly, I don't want to speak about this per se, but the most amazing thing which no one said, that I saw, is that the Pasuk here is this is the Pasuk that says Hashem Elokim. This is the Pasuk, amazingly, where it's written Adon Yod, and you pronounce it as Hashem. It's, you know, Hashem Elokim, you have two names there. It's amazing, right? Anyways, so you see that the two aspects of Hashem. Anyways, beyond that, that's what I want to say about that.